Today, my guest is the lovely Anella Linton, originally from Northern Ireland. She's lived in the United States since 2012. Not only was Anella the host and DJ of this previous show, Cool Britannia, but she's also been a guest on this show back in May of 2014.
Very new manner.
Yes, Ben. Still fresh. She's back today to visit with us about the recent election and what it means to new Mainers. Hi, Anella.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I can't believe your show's been going that long.
I know.
It's great. I think your show is brilliant. I love it.
And
I
thank you.
Love hearing the stories of new Mainers as they enter this new world for them.
Yeah, it's kind of a mystery every week what will come.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think I know what someone's going to say and I don't.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think I'll be interviewing an immigrant who is... you know, concerned about the elections, and they're not. They're gung ho for Trump, or you know, it can just
which
go,
is strange.
Well, they are not a monolith,
yeah.
As Key and Peele would say. So let's start with the question I asked on the show's Facebook page, Anella. What does the recent election outcome mean for new Mainers?
For me personally, I mean, I'm sickened and really sad. I feel very let down by the voters who have stood by and support everything that Trump has said and done. I'm definitely disappointed in the amount of women that have voted for him. And, you know, this election result should affect me, but because I'm from Northern Ireland, of course, and I'm from a country that has some terrorist activity in the past and, of course, funded by some American public, I should add. And, you know, I feel relatively safe because I'm white and I don't think I will get deported. You know, I do have a green card, so I'm on my way to becoming a US citizen in a few years. So I think for new Mainers, he's created a lot of fear. You know, I don't know how teachers are coping with students, you know, young kids in their classroom who are from different countries. And this is a huge threat for them. There's a lot of confusion. You know, Maine has a large new Mainer population, and I, you know, my hope is that they don't arrive here having come from a war-torn country to a country that is not very accepting of them. A lot of work might get undone by this election result. It's very unsettling. And, you know, it gives those that don't agree that they should be here more permission to make them feel unwelcome. So that's my initial thoughts.
Yeah. So you're concerned for the safety and the well-being of vulnerable populations.
Yeah, and we've already seen, you know, incidents of you know, racism, and swastikas being painted on various houses and, you know, buildings.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to an Iraqi friend, and he was pretty calm about everything and just hoping that things aren't as bad as they look.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, how are your kids doing? And he said, oh, they were much more concerned. They hear things at school and they have much more concern.
Yeah, it's very easy to say, you know, let's accept it and see how he goes. But, you know, already in this initial week, we've seen, you know, who he started to elect us or started to put into his administration. And I'm scared.
Yeah. In the Wall Street Journal, I read an article where they were talking about Reagan, and, and when he first got elected, there was quite a contentious election, and it was kind of polarized, at least for the time, you know, which is, of course, looks like baby talk today. But when he first got in, people were shocked because he really set about mending the differences and being one country.
Mm-hmm.
And he started appointing people who were left.
Mm-hmm.
And people were saying, no, you got to be more assertive. And he said, no, this is how you make one country.
Mm-hmm.
And people came to see that he was willing to play both sides a little more.
Yeah. And he was also popular, you know, not for being in politics. He was an actor.
Yes.
Yeah. An actor. So he came from the same.
And he had 8 years of experience of being the governor of California, which California by itself would be the ninth largest GDP if it were its own country.
Mm-hmm.
So
Yeah, I see they're trying to exit from the United States. Yeah, I've been watching Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's all for climate change and you know, getting the message out there. It's nice to see.
Yeah, they've taken some steps. In fact, they did that hands around Merritt Lake, which was the inspiration in Oakland
for today's event
here in Portland, where people are going to join hands all the way around the back cove to show solidarity for the values many Mainers voted for and hold dear still.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
So some people may not realize that New Mainers can't all vote for the President of the United States. Individuals who arrive from other countries as spouses, asylum seekers, and diversity lottery card winners are, they receive LPR, that's lawful permanent residence, otherwise known as green cards.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that.
You didn't?
I didn't know the LPR.
Oh, LPR, yeah. It's kind of code for green card. Green cards actually used to be green, and then they stopped being green and people went crazy, so they actually went back to making them green.
Mine is slightly green. It's quite a nice little card. I like it.
Is it? Is it laminated like a driver's license?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's got fancy you know, holographic stuff on it.
Oh, yeah, they're getting fancier. With a green card or LPR, mm-hmm. One can vote in local elections, but not in federal elections. It takes 5 years as a green card holder before one can apply to become a U.S. citizen, vote in federal elections, and be undeportable. So I'm wondering, what's it like for you to be in limbo as an LPR green card holder on your path to citizenship these days?
Yeah, I mean, it was disappointing that I couldn't vote, and I did chance it. I wasn't sure, you know, I thought I might have been able to vote for some of the, you know, the local stuff that was going on here, and I did go up and try and see if I could vote, but, you know, I wasn't allowed to this time. I knew that I couldn't vote for the president, which is disappointing still, but you know, I've been very, you know, I've been very involved. I've gone to see, you know, Bernie here twice. And I want to be part of the experience and the atmosphere of the election. You know, it was all very positive before. And then the day after, I was like, oh, God. So, you know, it's been exciting for me doing that. But, you know, disappointing that I couldn't vote. And I look forward to, I think, 2 years I can vote maybe in the next elections.
Yeah, so when you reach your 5 years, you can apply to be a citizen. You can take the citizenship test.
I believe it's hard.
You know, you can actually practice on my website.
And what's your website?
NewMainersSpeak.com. Actually, I put it on the Facebook. Uh-huh. There's a link, and it just shoots you 10 questions, or 20, and you answer them, and you see how you did on them.
Oh,
and
I'm going to do that.
They'll shoot you 20 more questions. They're quite interesting. Some are very low-hanging fruit, and some are a little bit more complicated.
What's your Facebook address? Is it NewMainersSpeak.com/NewMainersSpeak?
NewMainersSpeak,
right. Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely go and do the test. Maybe I'll, so I can get an idea of what the questions are like.
Right.
Yeah.
So for people who are living here and have anything legal happen to them, even if a car slams into them, you know, and they get tangled up in a legal complication and they don't have full citizenship, they can be deported.
That's a scary thing, you know, if you get caught with a, you know, tail light out or whatever, you're asked for your ID and then realize that you're not here in the legal way.
I had a former guest who said he ended up just being pulled over. He didn't understand how to properly respond to the cops, and he ended up in jail for a minor infraction as a really new immigrant.
It's scary. Even when I was, you know, I've been here legally, you know, I've gone through the right channels, but even then, I was always nervous coming in and out of the country because I go home, visit my family, come back. I'm always nervous, you know, there's such power that these immigration officers have.
Oh, sure. I feel nervous when I go through the security checkpoint at the airport and I didn't do anything and I don't have anything except maybe a nail clipper I forgot to unload out of my bag.
Well, I had some metal objects in my interview in London, you know, at the US immigration. I had to go all the way out and then back in, and then it went through the scanner and I had some other small metal item that I had to go back and get rid of and then come back in. They're very, rightly so, they're very, take their security seriously at these places.
Yeah. So the ACLU came out this this year, that Maine ACLU, with a number of people speaking in different languages explaining what their rights were at the polling places. Yeah. And I thought when you said you went and just tried to see if you could vote in just the local
issues. Didn't see any Northern Irish translation services for me.
You just had to wing it.
I just had to pretend, you know, pick up on the American. Yes, yeah, so, and was that, that's pretty good for, you know, lets them know what they can do and what their rights are.
Yeah. Yes, and I think, you know, they're going to be busy in the coming years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really important to stay informed and find out what you can do. I know my guest a couple weeks ago from Hanging Gardens of Babylon produces an all-Arabic newspaper, and he writes articles in there about how do you register to vote, how, what can you, what do you need to bring, what do you not have to, do you have to show your ID and things like that. So,
you know, I was trying to think what I can do now to help, and you know, I'm wondering what I can donate to help support some of these communities that need help and need either volunteers or financial support or whatever. So if you're, you know, with an agency or a charity, you know, do feel free to post on Kate's New Mainers website or contact Kate and list your organization so we can help and support you.
I think that's a great idea. It would be a New Mainers Speak Facebook page would be a good clearinghouse for a network of people that support immigrants in Maine.
Yeah, already, you know, I've seen on Facebook this morning a couple of friends of mine have posted local charities, so if we could get a list, that would be great, so we can go on and help support people who are feeling threatened.
Yeah, I think there were 11,000 new monthly contributors that signed up for, what is it, the World Wildlife Federation.
Right.
Yeah, WWF.
Oh, okay,
right?
Yeah.
In just a week's time after the election.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can see the Planned Parenthood have got so many donations in Mike Pence's name
as
well.
Yes, he's been quite generous after all.
He knew. He was so generous. He must be their number one donator at the minute.
Do you have other friends who are immigrants that you know and that you've spoken to since the election?
I have a couple of friends, but I haven't spoken to them. But they're in the same sort of place as me. You know, they're you know, on their way to getting their, they've got the green card. They're on their way to being a U.S. citizen. But I haven't got any other friends that I've heard any feedback from. But I've definitely got a lot of empathy for those that might be affected by this.
Yes, I think there are a lot of us that have empathy in the situation. And people say to me that they send their blessings to the immigrants and hope that after years of living in fear and in refugee camps and whatnot, that they can actually still stay safe here.
Yeah.
And behind them.
And I think us as supporters of those communities, we need to kind of put our money where our mouth is, so to speak, and actually do something and get out there rather than posting on Facebook, which, you know, I'm guilty of as well. So,
yeah. You are listening to WMPG, and if you're just joining us, welcome. This is New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan, and my guest today is Anella Linton. She is a New Mainer from Northern Ireland and has been living and working in Maine since 2012. You may recognize her voice as her cool radio show called Cool Britannia, which airs every other Sunday morning at 10:30, is right here, right before the show. And she has stayed a little longer today to discuss how the reality of new presidential administration feels to the newer citizens of the state. Just a reminder, the views, opinions, and conclusions expressed on this show today are those of the speakers and not necessarily those of USM or WMPG. New Mainers Speak is solely responsible for its content. There's a lot of talk lately about the role that media played in this recent election and the rise of fake news. I wonder, Anella, if you can tell us how the news is the same or different than what you were accustomed to in Northern Ireland.
Well, I lived most of course, you know, Northern Ireland is part of the UK, so, and I lived most of my adult life in London, and the quality is definitely different. It's much the same in that it's owned by wealthy men. And I was telling you earlier, the reason I cancelled my TV subscription when I moved here was the noise of the news here. You know, it's loud, it's brash, they put kind of awful music behind the talk. And I honestly can't watch American news channels unless I really have to. And they also, they don't cover as much world news as I would like as well. And I compare that with Britain's Sky News, BBC, and Channel 4 News, which, you know, are our main news channels in Britain. British, I feel that British news is more kind of organised. I go to Sky News for my quick breaking news stories as they report everything, and I feel they're the best at it. The BBC do fact check before they post, so you don't actually see the breaking news until they've fact checked it. Although I do feel that they're a little biased now. They're definitely very pro-government, sort of conservative. I love Jon Snow on Channel 4, if you're familiar with Channel 4 News, for his political coverage and election coverage. And one of my friends runs some independent online news channel called Scriptonite and the Canary in Britain, which is a little similar to Democracy Now. And that's where I go now for my news, is just Democracy Now. I actually read a lot of news here, you know, both right-wing and left-wing, just to get a balance. I grew up sort of, not grew up, I went to college and learned critical thinking, so
So you can discern the difference between real and fake news.
And I think I'm pretty good at that anyway. You know, I can see fake news and it stands out, you know, a mile, but I see it, you know, retweeted and shared. And, you know, speaking of fake news, you know, after the election, one of the stories that came up, you know, if you were looking for the results, the election results, you know, Google, the first thing that came up was a fake news site with fake results, which is very scary. Definitely.
It's a new reality when we all have equal access to publishing online.
I know. And nobody fact checks anymore. You know, stories get retweeted, liked, shared. Gullible people kind of absorb what they're seeing without looking at the sources, you know. And even Eric Trump and their campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, you know, tweeted links to a fake story. And then, of course, that shows up in Google and Facebook. It gets shared. And they're not trusted sources. You know, there's one guy called Paul Horner who ran a fake news site, and you might be familiar with his news because he made up a story of how protesters at Trump rallies were being paid by the DNC and getting, you know, up to $3,000 for protesting. And this, of course, was picked up by news networks and spread like wildfire. You know, and I still see people commenting on that on Facebook sites.
As if it were true.
As if it were true. And this guy went as far as creating ads on Craigslist, and he was, you know, he was interviewed by the Washington Post, so he was... You know, he admitted all of this. You know, he went on to create fake stories about the Amish voting for Trump, Obama banning the national anthem, about gay wedding vans. And these are all stories you probably heard yourself. The gay wedding van story was like something out of The Onion. And so anybody with any sense would see that as satire. And this guy makes $10,000 off gullible people and people that don't use any critical thinking. $10,000 a month. That's unbelievable. And he said he did it. You know, I was reading this article about him, and he said he did it because he hated Trump and wanted to play around with his supporters. And that game of his probably cost Clinton the election, I believe. You know, he went on to say the reason he didn't do the same for Clinton supporters is, and I quote here, people who clicked ads the most, like it's the cure for cancer, is right-wing Republicans. Targeting conservatives is more profitable, and he agrees, saying, you know, yeah, it is. They don't fact check. So he was, you know, definitely playing on the gullibility of people here. So that article, that interview with Paul Horner is on the Washington Post if you want to read more. But he said he did it for fun, but I'm sure the $10,000 a month was inspiration for
super
his.
Super fun.
Yeah. And, you know, Trump said what he wanted as well. The media sort of just let it happen. You know, the Trump sold newspapers, sold stories. He told a lot of lies. People believed it. And then when they were eventually outed as lies, you know, his supporters didn't even care. You know, they still believed it and shared it. And it was shocking for me to watch all this transpire and nothing being done about it. Nobody, you know, really calling him out on it, and, you know, his supporters accepting it. But
do you think something like this could have happened in Great Britain?
Yeah, I think so, because the Brexit thing was all built on lies. You know, that was Nigel Farage and Boris Johnson. You know, we're telling stories about how the NHS, the money that was going to Europe could save the NHS, about all the immigrants and jobs, and it was all built on lies, and that's how the election was won. That's how that vote was won.
We're going to have to be more discerning as citizens of every country, aren't we?
Yep. Yeah. It's sad to see, and I think Facebook and Google saying something now is a little little too late. That I think all this fake news cost, Hillary Clinton the election.
Yeah. What do you think the international perception of the United States under President-elect Trump will be like?
Sorry, say that again?
What do you think the international perception of the U.S. is going to be like?
Oh, okay. Well, I think he's made America a laughingstock again. I mean, after Brexit, Britain looked the fools, and now America's back at number one. He's made America a laughingstock, and I don't think the election just affects Americans. Of course, it affects the whole world, because he's starts a fight with somebody, and who knows what he'll do, and that's going to affect everybody, not just Americans. So, one more actor that calls for unity, and he'll send bombs down in the theater. He's crazy. I don't know if you saw that report about the theater, the cast,
of Hamilton.
Yeah. And the cast speaking very nicely to Mike Pence, and of course made Trump go a little crazy. And most of the world, people around the world see that.
Don't let our president tweet on you in the middle of the night.
Oh my God, I know. So I remember living in London during the Bush years, and we couldn't believe that Bush got elected a second term. And America really only started to get respect again on the world stage during Obama's administration, and when he appointed Clinton as Secretary of State, suddenly the world was seeing this strong, articulate, intelligent woman who was used to dealing with heads of state and had diplomacy. She was very visible. And don't get me wrong, I know Hillary has made some mistakes in her time, but now we'll get Mitt Romney, maybe.
Yeah, who knew? You could get kind of excited to see an appointment like Romney.
You know, God. It hasn't happened yet, but I think it's on its way.
Right. He's at least more middle of the road than Bannon and Jeff Sessions.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that a good thing? Maybe it's a balance.
So. I'm concerned about the overt racism brought by these other men.
Yeah.
Yep. It deeply concerns me.
Yep. And, we can't accept it. I think Bernie Sanders wrote something this morning, and he said that, nothing's going to happen in Congress. It has to start, with the grassroots. So we all need to do something and vote the right people in next time, mm-hmm. in 2 years.
Yeah, I think there's something going around from Warren Buffett that's recommending an amendment to the Constitution.
Yeah.
So do you have hopes around the best case scenario for immigrants in America during the Trump presidency?
I do have hopes. I think, it'll bring out the people who support the communities who might be affected by his government. So it'll be this positive, this event that's happening today is going to be great support for people who need the support and need to feel that there's some positive action that will happen.
Yes, the hands around the back cove.
Yeah, and I think that's what this election result will show, that there are human people out there, just people with some humanity.
Yes, I think in
the
time when the pie has been divided, women, immigrants, conservatives, Republican, everything's all broken down into pieces, it kind of throws everybody else mm-hmm. into the same bucket. So it really could strengthen some bonds between minority groups of a variety of kinds.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what it means for programs in Maine, like the refugee programs, for instance. And I worry about that. I think we just have to support and stand up to anything that comes up and that affects the resources that are available for new Mainers. Maine needs new Mainers. And again, as I said, it'll reveal how many good people there are in this area. And I think we all need to reach out and help where we can. And I'd certainly love to do more. And again, as I mentioned earlier, if you can think what we can do to help, volunteer, please do post on Kate's page, her New Mainers Speak Facebook page, so we can help do what we can.
Thanks, Anella. You are always a pleasure to visit with. Clever, articulate, insightful. Thank you for being willing to stay today in the studio and help
welcome.
Me with this show.
Yeah, and we're going to go to the event at Payson Park or Back Cove, so see us there.
I hope we'll see everybody there. And thank you all for listening. If you'd like to hear this complete interview or interviews from previous weeks, please visit newmainersspeak.com and check out more related information at facebook.com/newmainersspeak. I'm Kate Manahan in the studio with my guest, Anella Linton. I'm excited to hear what song you've chosen for today's program's closer, Anella. Would you be so kind to introduce that song?
Yeah, I think it's a perfect song for today. It's New Kicks by La Tigra. I would like to thank you for listening as well. Have a great rest of your day.